sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply. Over 50s only.
It's the delicious chocolate bubbles in Aero that make it a joy to eat. Aero. Feel the bubbles melt.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good evening. Welcome to Calm Classics on Classic FM. I am Rithala Shah. How are you tonight? Let's make the most of our Sunday evening together. Lots of great music to help us relax and unwind at the end of the day. So whether you've been busy or you've been taking it easy, let's begin with Brahms' Violin Concerto No. 1.
Classics with Rithala Shah
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Calm Classics on Classic FM.
Watching the White Wheat, a traditional Welsh folk song with Catrin Finch and Keir Bennett. And we also heard the second movement of Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 with Maxim Vengerov and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra under Kurt Masur. Hello, I'm Ritala Shah. Welcome to Calm Classics on Classic FM. A lovely, lazy end to Sunday with the help of some really great music. Saint-Saëns' fabulous organ symphony and, in what is definitely a good year for the roses, Edward MacDowell's To a Wild Rose awaits us. But first, the Agnus Dei from Fauré's Requiem.
Thank you.
Classics
on Classic FM.
Choral double there, Morten Lauridsen's O Nata Lux with the Chamber Choir of Europe and I Virtuosi Italiani. And we also heard the Agnus Dei from Fauré's Requiem with Hugh Williams on organ and the Academy of St Martin the Fields and the 16 with Harry Christophers conducting. A piece now on Classic FM that Saint-Saëns described as experimental and terrifying to orchestrate and perform. It was actually his tribute to Liszt, and he saw it as his way of modernising the traditional symphony. He said he gave it everything and he'd never accomplish what he had with this composition again. Well, why don't we listen to it now and see what you think, the second movement of Saint-Saëns' Third Symphony. The second movement of Saint-Saëns' Third Symphony with Michael Mattis on organ and the Orchestra of the Bastille, with Myung-Whun Chun conducting. You're listening to Ritula Shah and the finest calming music here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Fanny Mendelssohn's Schwanenlied No. 1 with Eva Ertl and Consuelo Giulianelli. We also heard To a Wild Rose by Edward McDowell with Julian Lloyd Webber and John Lenehan. Speaking of roses, can you believe that June's here? Where have the days gone? And if the thought of Monday morning isn't exactly thrilling, may I suggest the perfect way to kick those pesky Monday morning blues? Well, it's Alec Jones. He's here tomorrow morning from 10 for 3.5 hours of great music and company to match. He's sitting in for Alexander Armstrong, and he'll have brand new clues for your famous five, a tune from his latest album of the week as well. So no matter what you're up to or where you'll be, Alec will be here for you on Classic FM.
Calm Classics on Classic FM.
The second movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 24 with Lars Vogt at the keyboard and the Chamber Orchestra of Paris. And before that, we heard The People's House from John Williams' score for Lincoln and played by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for listening to Calm Classics on Classic FM. Now, I can never listen to Schubert without thinking about his extraordinary talent, which really showed up from a very young age. He composed this next symphony when he was just 19, and that was back in 1816. And it's unique in the sense that it's his only symphony which doesn't include clarinets, trumpets, or timpani. It was written with Mozart in mind, and maybe you can hear that in its melody. Here's the second movement of Schubert's Symphony No. 5 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Schubert's Symphony No. 5, the second movement, played for us by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under Neville Mariner. Thanks for listening to Calm Classics on Classic FM on this Sunday night. Lots more beautiful music for us to enjoy as we bring the day to a gentle close. And among the musical treats ahead, well, a prelude from Debussy and Catalani's Contemplazione. But let's arrive in the final hour of the day with the help of Stanley Meyer's Cavatina.